104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco insider. All over the story yesterday, Russell Wilson getting cut officially. We get our chance to get our hooks into him. He joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, good morning.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Doing great, man. I'm excited. I'm excited we ripped the Band-Aid off and, you know, we exposed the wound, but at least we know there's a wound, and now we can move forward and trying to heal the wound. Let me just ask you right off the bat. I don't know if you've done any research on this. Is it the worst trade in NFL history?
No, I think Herschel Walker still goes down as the worst because all the pieces that Minnesota gave up for Herschel Walker. First of all, Herschel still had a 1,000-yard season, I think, with the Vikings. You know, and that's number one. And number two, those pieces led to 3 Super Bowl titles. Before that trade, the Cowboys were 1-15, and they, in short order, because all the draft picks they got from the Minnesota Vikings, they became a Super Bowl champion 3 out of 4 years and went to the NFC Championship the other year. So Seattle hasn't done that yet. Seattle has not translated in those picks in the Super Bowls. And in fact, they've only got 1 playoff appearance and no playoff wins. So I think, you know, there's 2 sides to the trade. The trade has to really work out for the other side in order to be in that conversation. I think it's the worst in Broncos history by far, and I think it might be looked at as the worst since the Herschel Walker trade. But let's not forget just how lopsided and what that Cowboy-Viking trade for Herschel Walker meant.
Mike, I'm looking at one of your tweets yesterday at Mike Kliss 9 News. New Twitter handle there for Mike. Spread the word.
Thank you.
Not that you were making Russ a victim. I'm not accusing you of that at all. But you were talking about some of the reasons why it didn't work. And could you make the argument that Russ was a bit of a victim of circumstance in terms of never having a fit with Nathaniel Hackett and never having a fit with Sean Payton?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I don't think there's any doubt that Russ was plan B. And, you know, George Payton knew what the situation here was with the Broncos. They had not had a quarterback. The whole feeling in Denver was the Broncos had talent, they just needed a quarterback. And that was going on for, I guess, 6 years at the time. And so they, Hackett, to me, was pretty obviously an attempt to lure Aaron Rodgers here. And they must have thought there was a real good chance of getting Aaron Rodgers. In fact, look what happened a year later. Aaron Rodgers went where Hackett was with the New York Jets. And so that seemed pretty obvious to me. And Russ was the plan B. I think I know George looked at the tape of Russell Wilson, but sometimes you see what you want to see. And while I think George might have seen that Russ was diminished athletically on tape, he still thought he was an effective quarterback. And I still think Russ, in many ways, is an effective quarterback. I mean, he's a good deep ball thrower. Still, he still makes good plays off script. He's still got some fourth quarter magic that happened this year. But you know, there were other parts of the Hackett offense and some of the freedoms they gave Russell Wilson that didn't connect. Russell is, you know, I think better when the coach has a little discipline to his game and is not, you know, going to the line and reading and trying to figure things out pre-snap. He's more after the snap. And so that didn't fit with Hackett's offense, and Hackett wound up getting fired. And Sean Payton, it seemed like it was working a lot better with Sean Payton, but Sean Payton didn't like what he was seeing from Russell's game, and he wasn't invested. He was not invested in Russell Wilson. Greg Penner, even though he signed off 1 week into, you know, his ownership of the team, you know, he was told that that this is how it's done. You know, the trade If you commit this much, you got to continue the commitment to the quarterback. And so he signed off on it, but I don't think that type of extension is going to ever happen again with the Denver Broncos. And so Greg Penner is committed wholeheartedly into Sean Payton. And it's Sean Payton's show with the Broncos now. And Sean Payton was not on board with Russell Wilson. And so they're kind of starting from scratch. You know, that's a, even though, like Mark said, they're ripping the Band-Aid off, it's still a little scary because they're starting over at the quarterback position.
Yeah, you know, there's...
I'm sorry.
There's just a lot of people out there that want heads to roll. You know, everybody wants somebody to be held accountable, and George Payton seems to be where everybody's pointing the finger to. Yeah, how much of the responsibility is George, and how much was he just out of his realm being the, you know, the president of football operations, the general manager, the de facto owner, all the things that, that, you know, he was during that time? Do you give him any, do you give him any slack? Do you cut him any slack?
Yeah, what's happened there is, you're right, he was the strongest voice in the organization, football by far, at the time that this Russell Wilson deal came down. He no longer is the strongest voice in the organization. It's Greg Penner and Sean Payton. And George, you know, he won an award for having the best draft in 2021. He does have his redeeming qualities as a GM, but it's I guess better in a deputy role, so to speak, working alongside Sean Payton, who by the way is I think by all accounts, and maybe Sean would even admit, he's not necessarily the easiest guy to work for. It takes a certain temperament to work alongside Sean Payton and George. Greg Penner and Sean believe George is a guy who is easy to work alongside. And so that's where it is with George Payton. It's when you say he's not accountable, you know, he's not number one with the organization anymore. He's more number three behind, again, behind Penner and Sean Payton. And they think that role suits George well.
Okay. Well, We have put this in the past now. It's all about moving forward, and we'll see how everything shakes out with free agency ready to start up next week. Mike, as always, appreciate it. Great work on all of this. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
You got it, guys. And real quick, I do think it'll be free agency first. All the attention last week was on the draft with interviewing all those top prospects. Put that aside, because I think in 1 week there's going to be a free agent quarterback signed to this team.
Well, wait a minute. I can't leave you. I can't leave on that cliffhanger. Sam Darnold, yeah. Can you give us some sort of what you think the profile might look like?
I can give you a group of four, and it may not be limited to this, but there's four names I've heard, and I've mentioned them in my story yesterday. But the four I heard were Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, Mason Rudolph, and Jacoby Brissett. There may be more. Those are the four I've heard.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy your walk. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. There he goes. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. Well, let's circle those names, and we'll circle back to those. Four down territory coming up next.